I've had all these weird little tics since I was a kid. Like fiddling with things, I used to pull individual hairs out of my head when I was a kid. Just like one strand. Pick a hair out of my head and just like one strand. Examine the shit out of it. This is a fascinating structure, and this one is colored different than this one, and the root of this one, and like this one, and the, this one, and the, this one, and the. I was usually at home, like I'd be reading a book, one strand. My parents just didn't notice, or maybe they didn't give a shit. And I would do that one strand every day until one strand. It got to the point where it was, well, it wasn't strictly bald, but like I said, it was that. All growing back at once, and I had this like cubic inch patch on my head. I was in school, so I couldn't sit there and do it in front of my classmates. Like, it had some sort of shame. It's very different to pull one out as opposed to a chunk. Yeah, I started cracking my knuckles after that. My dad always did that. And I love doing it to other people too. And chewing ice. Definitely.
What does it do for you?
It kind of calms me down, definitely. Yeah. It's like the tactileness of it calms me down. Very obsessed with texture. Moss is kind of this weird little obsession for me. Probably again with like the texture, like it's so small. It's kind of like its own little fuzzy microcosm. I love moss.
Tell me about it.
That's what I got. And now I do this thing. I will not pull it out of my head. But I will sit there when I'm anxious or I'm in the car. I just like stroke each hair. Like tenderly.
Yeah.
No, I never bought it. I actually think this is the most extensively I've done.